Following the Trump administration's unprecedented immigration enforcement, reports have shown that immigrants with no criminal record now make up the largest group in ICE detention. But a new investigation by The Guardian reveals a stark gap between the administration's rhetoric and the reality on the ground.
If you want data from the government, you are going to have to sue them.
That was Will Kraft, a data editor at The Guardian, who says that despite barriers put in place by the Department of Homeland Security to limit access to real-time data, his team worked to obtain government records to better understand the broader impact of immigration enforcement. Through a court challenge with press freedom lawyers, The Guardian obtained I-23 forms, a federal document that offered key details into who ICE was targeting.
I-213 forms are the records that the government uses to prove in court that a person is in the country illegally. That means that after a person is apprehended or entered into ICE detention through a bunch of different pathways, the government will file this form in court to basically tell the immigration judges that, hey, this person here, they are deportable, and this is why we believe that they're deportable. So the information on these forms is what the government has available to them to try to prove, you know, the facts and figures of the deportation case.
And what The Guardian uncovered contradicts official rhetoric about who is being targeted and detained.
77% of people did not have a criminal conviction.
And as for the so-called worst of the worst,
less than 1% were for homicide. What the data shows pretty conclusively is that the vast majority of people that are being targeted for deportation right now do not have criminal convictions. And even the people who do have criminal convictions are really hard to argue that it's a violent criminal conviction.
Among the 23% with a record, Kraft says nearly half were tied to nonviolent traffic or immigration violations. Notably, 9% in custody had convictions for assault. But Ruth Gomberg, an immigration scholar at Loyola University in Chicago, says that number can be misleading.
For non-U.S. citizens, an aggravated felony is anything that carries a potential sentence of a year or more in jail. So like what for a U.S. citizen could be a misdemeanor can be classified as an aggravated felony for non-citizens. And so, you know, you ask, well, who are all these aggravated felons roaming our streets? It's oftentimes, it's, you know, people who've been deported, who've come back to be with their family members. It's people who have these really minor records. And those are the people who are counted as aggravated felons. I'm not even talking about the vast majority who don't have any criminal record at all. So, you know, this language about criminalization, we have to be really, really careful when we say things like we want to get rid of the felons and not the grandmas. Oftentimes, they're the very same people.
For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.